There were some overzealous police officers who came at my house today. They were detectives coming from the law and order. They are inquiring about the report that they have received from their informers that are moving around mobilizing people to rebel against the government. Along the conversation, I explained to them that I have never at any given particular time called upon rebellion against government. We are only calling upon for clean water to be back into the depths of Chitungwiza residents. Chitungwiza has been surviving for the past 4 years without a drop of water. We have noticed that as citizens of Chitungwiza, we can no longer continue living like animals with water from contaminated wells. People of Chitungwiza are living the food in water contaminated with sweat. And at the present moment, there are thousands and thousands of people who are currently visiting hospitals. They're suffering of water-contaminated diseases. They've got running stomachs. And we suspect that these running stomachs will end up causing cholera in our community. We want water and water and water as a matter of ages. This is our clarion call. We are not looking back on this.
In the next coming few days or weeks, you will have a new council in Chitungwiza. Do you think this will make a difference at all, especially regarding the water situation?
The issue of water is not a council issue alone. It is an issue that concerns government policy of providing clean water to its citizens. And the council cannot do anything because in terms of the Water Act, the whole water belongs to the president, whether the water is on the surface or underground. So it is the duty of the president, whose jurisdiction over the ownership of water belongs, to provide the citizens of this country with clean water.